News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, says the economy has maintained a fairly positive trajectory since the start of the new financial year in April. Co-chair of EPOC, Richard Biles, says based on the performance of several key economic indicators, including the primary surplus and the net international reserves, the country's economic outlook appears positive.
The primary surplus came in at 27.8 billion versus a target of 23.7. So performance above budget of 4.1 billion. The NIR at August stood at 2.56 billion US dollars, which far exceeds even the IMF target for September. Expenditures are 8 billion below budget. So generally, inflation is very moderate in the economy at this time.
Mr. Biles was speaking at a press conference Thursday. He says while revenue performance for the first 4 months of the fiscal year is slightly below target, it is significantly above what was collected for the same period last year. Tax collections are also ahead of budget by $2.9 billion. UC Rosal Jamaica on Monday began loading of some 35,000 tons of bauxite for export from its all-part bauxite alumina plant in Nain, St. Elizabeth, following over 5 years of closure. This development is part of the reopening agreement signed earlier this year between the company and the government of Jamaica. Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the initiative is in keeping with plans for full restoration of the plant.
They are about to start back the recruitment for Jamaicans who used to work there. Many of them are overseas now. They're trying to find them because when they are fully restored, it will be over 1,000 jobs created. And of course, the economic livelihood of both Southern Manchester and South St. Elizabeth will be restored.
Minister Paulwell was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The loading operation was held at UC Rosal's refurbished facility at Port Kaiser in St. Elizabeth. Meanwhile, 25 Jamaican students will have the opportunity to pursue studies in Russia next year after receiving scholarships from UC Rosal, owners of the All-Part Alumina Company in Nain, St. Elizabeth. Country manager for UC Rosal in Jamaica, Igor Dorofiev, says despite the negative effects of the global economic crisis on the bauxite industry, the company remains committed to its social intervention programs. He adds that after the students have completed their studies, they'll be given employment contracts at Allpart and will be fully involved in the company's modernization and redevelopment. The scholarships will be granted to students from communities in the vicinity of Allpart. And the government is moving to provide increased financial support to athletes leading up to next year's Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says following consultations with stakeholders within the sports industry, the government has decided to channel funds originally earmarked for national celebrations towards athlete development.
The sum to be saved will allow support to be given to J3As through the Sport Development Foundation to provide a monthly stipend to a pool of approximately 70 athletes currently in a national program, and those going through the developmental process heading into Rio 2016.
The sports minister was speaking at a press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister on Wednesday. Mrs. Nita Headley says the government will be seeking additional financial support in order to ensure this initiative is sustained beyond next year's Olympic Games. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Every day we get more modern noise. Everywhere we go these days, we want to drive. A vroom vroom, chick chick, a vroom vroom, pa. Come make quick, reduce the fumes in our ear. If we're going one place, we'll make quick cash share.
One car.
Yeah.
Remember to pay my back.
Anyways,
up for a planet,
come make we consume with care.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and Herbert Morrison Technical High School, winner of the 2015 World Environment Day Poetry Competition.